Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about taking a real break. What does that mean? What should it look like? Why it's come to the top of my mind. You know how these podcasts work. It's something that's happened in my life that I feel like sharing and digging probably way too deep into the overthinking realm to discover little gems of gold. Gems of gold, does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. But let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so why did this come up is always the question I like to ask myself when I start an episode. And for me personally, you know, I'm over in beautiful New Zealand, which is literally at the middle of winter. I think the middle of July is the middle of winter here. And so it's cold, it's rainy, it's just like it's been a big slog of a year. One of the challenges being in these countries in the southern hemisphere is that our summer holidays are over the Christmas break. So we have like the most amazing month and a bit of holidays between about the middle of December or the last couple of weeks of December and January. The whole country kind of closes down to a point at least, and we kind of really have a great summer. And because we got Christmas in there as well, it's family, it's friends, everything's happening. It's awesome. But one of the bigger challenges can be is because everything fun, Christmas and summer is all together, you know, we can sometimes find ourselves just plodding through the year, like at full pace from like, say, mid-Feb is probably when we really start actioning our goals and working hard and, you know, really pushing through until about, as I said, the middle of December. So it's a real big slog. There's a few long weekends in there from time to time, but it can really be a big 10 to 11 month drive. Now, most years, because of my amazing planning ability, that is definitely a learnt skill when it works rather than something natural, like putting things in order, trying to plan massively in advance, but not plan so much in advance that you lose the fun and the enjoyment of what's happening, you know, it's challenging. And I find myself, you know, always being very clear that, you know, in December, I have a good 4-week break. I really enjoy it. And it's fantastic fun. But at the same point, you know, I can sometimes end up burning out in the last 4 months of the year because I don't think any human should work that long without at least some sort of respite. And, you know, I have, you know, a bad habit of burning myself out and then spending a month regenerating and then diving back in. And it's not a good habit. It's a poor habit. You know, I must say around Christmas, I really enjoy it because I need that time. I'm so desperate for it. It's like gosh knows, I can't even put it into words, the feeling that it invokes. But for me, you know, I was, you know, in the last 3 days or, you know, 3 days prior to me recording this, I took 3 days away, 3 nights. We went and saw some family who have a farm, nice house on a farm, beautiful views, not far away. We're talking an hour and a quarter from where we live. So not, you know, you might think, hey, that's not very far. But when you come to places like New Zealand, we've got these big cities, and then an hour outside of it, you can feel like you're in the countryside. And I'm sure, depending where you are in the world, maybe it's similar, maybe it's not. But we're very lucky like that, I feel. And so we locked in 3 days. We went away, myself, Holly, and her daughter, along with, you know, her parents, it's their place. And we were very lucky to actually be able to just kick back. We had some support with, you know, with the young one running around with all the energy that they seem to have, which you lose over time, or it not lose, but it changes. And I think that's with responsibility, overwhelm, all the stuff we have to do, it just kind of piles on to that energy, right? You know, it was great. We spent 3 days. I don't think we didn't leave their house. We stayed there. We tried to sleep in as much as you can with dogs barking at each other and kids running around. You know, it was definitely an intriguing sleep in, but it was definitely a sleep in. But just, you know, what really amazed me was just how valuable it was to get 3 days in a different location. Now, it seems, you know, and it wasn't about, we had to go and see all the sites. And I think the beauty was that we didn't go and see all the sites. that we could just actually sit there, we could lay down, we could relax, we could sit by a hot fire, look out. You know, we're lucky enough to be able to see the ocean from that farm and just be able to rest and recover and breathe. And just, you know, it's interesting when you're outside of the external environment you see day in and day out, your brain gets a chance to reset, in my opinion. And, you know, it's something that, like, I wish I could say, hey, I'm gifted at working out that this is important. And people could be sitting around going, this seems really obvious that holidays are good. Yeah, but it's when you're building a life and you're trying to hold everything together, I think we can all be sometimes quite guilty of not putting ourselves and that need first. You know, we just want to hold our lives together. And, you know, sometimes the other challenge I used to have is the holidays I used to dream of had to be perfect. They were, and this is a while back, to be honest, but, you know, I had to, you know, I'd imagine the sunny, relaxed, you're sitting on a beach, we'd go and see all these historic sites and all this. And don't get me wrong, those are fantastic. I did 7 weeks in Europe and it was amazing. You know, saw so much. It was a brilliant experience. But I needed a holiday when I got back from that holiday because it was so exhausting, right? So much fun, but exhausting at the same time. But these type of 3, 4, it doesn't have to be a specific time frame, I think are just so vital. You know, it's made me think that, hey, I just need to, at some point, go and find an obscure B&B or Airbnb or whatever brand you're around and find a place just to rent for 3 nights. I found 3 nights was really nice. You know, 7's always better, but we'll take 3. I think over the standard weekend was really good. It took a day and a half to even kind of settle in. And then we got one full day at least of kind of just recuperating. But yeah, gosh, the interesting thing was, it's not to say that I haven't had 3-day weekends this year. I've had a heap. You know, New Zealand seems to have a freaking too many holidays sometimes. It feels like too many holidays. But we actually stayed at home for a lot of them, you know, with isolation and the crazy COVID world that exists in different parts of life. You know, when you've got a young one, they seem to have birthday parties to go to every weekend. So we had to kind of play with our schedules, but to actually have a different environment, that was the game changer. It's kind of like it rested my mind. Like, I've come back into this week and a whole level of, you know, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's overthinking, a whole level of perspective has changed. I'm not coming back in to just go, what's the next email I need to attack? You know, I'm coming in with, I feel like I've had a break. And when they say break, like literally a break, it has broken up my standard year in 3 days. I'm like, gosh, you know, I should be selling a 3-day holiday. You know, I'm pretty excited about it because it's got my brain relaxing again. It's actually got myself asking myself better questions. I find when I get into those kind of longer drives of work and life, you just start to kind of, I don't know, for me, go into survival mode, which can mean overstimulating on video games or, you know, it used to be food. I'm trying, touch wood, hold on to the piece of wood in front of me, to get a bit fitter. But it's like you start to go towards those stimulating things that just kind of hold the day together. I don't know about you, where it's like you're holding on for dear life and you haven't had a chance to reset. And, you know, I feel like I'm coming back into this. Who knows how long this will last, but at least I feel more excited. I feel like I can go, what am I actually doing? Let me take some moments this morning and actually think about what my goals are for the rest of the year. Let me consider the direction the car's driving rather than just holding my foot on the pedal or taking it off. Because before this weekend, that's what I felt like. I was more just up and down on the pedal rather than actually, you know, looking at Google Maps going, did I actually type the right location in? You know, and do I even remember where I'm actually going? It feels like this drive has taken so long. And it also reminds you of the stops you've made along the way on your journey. Like, you know, I can come in with a fresh mind and go, wow, look at what I've achieved this year. You know, kind of stops that you've made on this path and gone, wow, they were fantastic places to visit. you know, like with many goals, it feels like you've just visited that place and gone, wow, that was great, and then get back in the car and move on to the next place to visit, rather than, you know, recognizing what great places you've had the opportunity to see, right, in a year. And so for me, it's, yeah, I just wanted to share that. It seems really simple, but that realization of getting out of that, getting out of your home for 3 days rather than being in it, and just the impact. So if you haven't been away, maybe, you know, maybe it's a financial thing and you can't afford it. Maybe it's a time thing. Maybe it's a work thing. How can you find 3 nights, 3 days, could be longer if you can make it work, just to go somewhere that's unfamiliar? Maybe you've been promising to visit a friend somewhere else in the country. Maybe, yeah, maybe it's you want to go and sleep on someone's couch. Maybe there's a family member who doesn't live too far, but you haven't seen for a couple of years. It wouldn't be unlikely with this crazy world we live in. How can you take a 3-day weekend? How can you take a 3-day break? 3 nights that you can go and just chill out somewhere completely different. Somewhere that's going to break up, I don't want to say monotony, but break up the simplicity of life and give you a moment to breathe, read a book, listen to a book. I love listening to audiobooks on these kind of times. So it's, I just think, yeah, I just want to share it because people sometimes need to be reminded of this. You may go, you know, like our 6-year-old, you know, she goes, I know, I know, I know. Every time you say something, I know. And you're probably sitting there to a point going, I know, Stephen, I know, I've heard this before. I'm aware that this is important. But how often do you follow this advice? How often do you actually let yourself take that 3-day break? Because I'm as guilty as any of us of saying, I know. When I'm listening to something, I'm like, get to the point, get to the friggin' point, man, get to the point. It needs to be faster, it needs to be quicker. My brain's already moved past it. But how often do we listen to this stuff, say I know, and then do nothing? Zero action. What can you do to create some action on this? How can you get that 3 days away? You know, maybe it's with the family, maybe it's without it. Maybe you need a break from the family. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, personally, as long as you're communicating with your other family members. There's a lot of stuff you need to share. So I just wanted to get that through. I think it's important. I think it's something we all need. And it's valuable. You know, whatever it is, that break from the norm, it keeps the world ticking. So that's what I want to share today, guys. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week. Just before you go, I just want to let you know that we've rebranded the Confident Dyslexic to be the Truth About Dyslexia course. Many people were asking me exactly what it's about, who's it for, and we wanted to be really clear. It's designed for people who have just found out they're dyslexic or are just in the process of coming to terms with what it means, and they want someone to help guide them and understand that a bit more and learn how to use your brain to better serve you, your goals, your life, your success, all that cool stuff. Now, we've just opened up the course to be done at any time, which is really, really awesome. It means you can jump on, you can do the course. It's all self-guided. It's using a brand new app that we only set up a few months ago, and it's been working really, really well. So dive onto the link at the bottom of this podcast if you're interested. Have a little look. We're running a special to kick off this new way of launching the course. Until next time.